The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller. Today's date is December 29th, 2020. Our telephone number is 512-248-8252. Or 1-800-313-9443. It's a light night. Am I scaring you people off here from calling in? Mike says nobody wants to jump into my ring of fire. Mike, I think the first caller here, we need to send out a set of Ginsu knives and a bamboo steamer to our first caller. John Stadmiller will pay for the item and the shipping. First caller, 512-248-8252. Other than that, let's talk about this new strain here. We got more booga booga on the way here. The new strain in the UK, of course, now migrated to France. It's going so fast. Now in Africa also. Saying this is more contagious, more infectious. I don't know how you possibly could know that. You just revealed it a couple days ago. How do you know this? You don't. Again, more fear propaganda, mainstream media. The globalists are just loving this. Now, if you remember a while back, you heard from people like Fauci, you heard from Bill Gates talking about the next pandemic. Do you remember hearing that? I'm serious. Do you remember hearing the next pandemic? Wait a minute, do you have like a little crystal ball? How do you know there's going to be a next one? Well, you know it because you're going to manufacture the next pandemic, plandemic. That's how you know. These people aren't smart. I mean, they may be billionaires, but they're stupid when they lay out this information here and they think you're not stupid enough to pick up the signs the same way. A next one? A next one? So from this day forward, 2020 on forward, year after year after year, we're going to have new pandemics? It appears so. Until the globalists have their way and they break your spirit and they take everything you have. You have no property rights anymore. You own nothing. You're a renter. And they have all the power. They have all the resources. And they'll control you. They'll have you right where they want you. You'll be dependent upon them. They'll be the lords. They'll be the barons. You will be the squatter on the little piece of land. Amazing. It's like being in an episode, being in the movie Gattaca. It's like being in an episode of Twilight Zone. Let's go to the phones here. It looks like we got a first-time caller here. Jim in Brooklyn. He wants his bamboo steamer and his Ginsu knives. Jim in Brooklyn, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm not first time. Well, I talked to you a few times. I want to say something very interesting, anecdotal. I live in a four-family walk of brownstone in Brooklyn, and I found out that all the people in my house, the landlord, his son-in-law, and their family on the set, and all families had the virus. Nobody was hospitalized, and nobody told me that they had it. I myself have been taking zinc in high doses for years, along with vitamin D3 about a quadruple amount. I take four times 5,000 units every day, two in the morning and two at night. And among number of other
vitamins. You're kind of bugging out of me. I can't hear you, Jim.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Can you hear me at all now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Anyhow, so I take all these things. I never had it. I walk up and down the hallway in this house every day, up and down the stairs. People had the virus. Or in my whole, 80% of the people had it. I never got it. And all it is the supplements and dietary. That's it.
Well, we've been talking about that for a while. Vitamin C, vitamin D, natural sunshine is amazing. It's not only a sterilizer, it actually gives you vitamin D. Of course, you need that for your immune system to repair itself, but also dietary, exercise, a number of good things that we can be doing. And you're not going to hear about this. You're not going to get a PSA from government, a public service announcement on how to live correctly and how to live right to avoid disease, because there's no money to be made in that. They like the idea of those Walmart aisles being full of people buying medicine for their colds and to decrease their symptoms, which is, I'm glad you brought that up, is because the vaccine.
Can I say something?
Yeah, the vaccine itself. Sure, go ahead.
Along the lines of what you just said, I also do neck exercises that stimulate the thyroid. I take also potassium iodide every day for the thyroid, and also for the vitamin D, aside from the pills. It's cold out. I open my exposure to the sun on the window, and I take my shirt up and put my back to the sun. Also, I do everything you're telling me.
Yeah, good. Now, don't mind asking, how old are you, Jim? How old are you?
Well, I was just 73.
Oh, wow. Okay, wow. Well, congratulations on your good health. You're doing everything right, yeah. And I'm glad you listened to this network. And you understand the fraud behind this COVID vaccine. I'm glad you're with us.
Oh, listen, Steve, we know what I did last week? I was in Manhattan walking down 42nd Street, the canyon of buildings. And I yelled, and I see people walking around with their masks on. And I cut my hands. I have a booming voice that echoes through the whole street for a block on each side. And I said, BS, the full words, BS, over and over again. And people seem to get the message.
Well, good for you, Jim. Hey, appreciate your call. I need to move on, though. Appreciate it. I saw a picture today, I think it was today or yesterday, a woman in the ocean swimming with a mask on. Her head was out of the water, of course, but she had a mask on. I guess COVID is just, it's in the air everywhere we are. Saw a picture of a guy on a telephone pole 100 feet up, one of those linemen, doing some line work. Of course, he was up there 100 feet. He had a mask on. See, people still driving around by themselves in a car with a mask on. We have created a new mental disorder. I like to call it psychological COVID. And I'm sure it's growing, and I'm sure that pharmaceuticals will be coming out with a pill soon for this new mental disorder called psychological COVID. Back to the phones again. John in Tennessee, you're on the show.
Hey, Steve. You're talking to a guy who hasn't used a drop of hand sanitizer in over a year. I'm not buying it. I live and work in Tennessee, out of Nashville, and you got to carry this message far and wide, and hopefully Stadmiller will listen to broadcast when he goes out to Washington, D.C. and say the same thing. But the bombing in Nashville was part of that cancel culture. It was a direct attack on the country music industry. All those people that get on Fox News and wrap themselves in the flag and support Trump and the Second Amendment. It was a direct attack on them because their patriotic stand on all these issues, pro-Christmas, pro-white, pro-Christian, pro-traditional American values, mm-hmm. that creates guys like the nut in the RV. This Timothy McVeigh script was a pretext to a gun grab. And if the country mm-hmm. music industry doesn't carry the water of the lone bomber scenario, they're going to lose everything. That's what this was. It was the same.
Well, let me
thing
ask you something. You know, I was going to make a joke about that in a little bit. They were targeting the Grand Ole Opry, but they didn't even come close to that. They were going for AT&T, which I understand. To me, I think this was a false flag, no doubt about it. It has all the signs and characteristics of a false flag event. Of what they want to do, is it either a diversion or they have some other kind of plan? Maybe it's the firearms, maybe it's Second Amendment. But it definitely does. It definitely looks like a false flag, no doubt about it. But I was the understanding had the understanding that it was something to do with AT&T, an audit, a forensic audit of the voting machines from Dominion, and it was kind of a cancellation of that. I'm not sure anybody really knows, but it doesn't look like a false flag.
No, I mean there was deliberate property destruction to do something sinister, which could have been having to do with the voting and the election. But the same FBI that has had Hillary's emails, Anthony Weiner, and Hunter Biden's laptop for years, couldn't find a crime anywhere, wrapped this thing up in 24 hours with the lone bomber crap. You know what I mean? So, like I said,
it's always the one guy. You ever notice it's always one guy. It's always one guy, Stephen Paddock. Stephen Paddock in Las Vegas. You got Nicholas Cruz at Parkland. You've got Timothy McVeigh. You've got Lee Harvey Oswald. It's always one guy because you know why it's one guy? Because they can close the book on this case really, really fast and say, we got our man. And you know it takes more than one guy to pull off many of these crimes. Many, many people.
Right. And again, we have the mayor. He's cackling. He's never been put in a situation like this. I did read today that, you know, the TBI, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, they were on the scene and the Fed didn't come in and kick them out. But nonetheless, the whole, like I said, I want to focus on that cancel culture thing because what sucks for me now, I mean, Tennessee holds its own. This is Andrew Jackson's state. You know what I mean? We're a unique people down here. We don't have those obnoxious taxes like they do up in the north and Chicago and I mean, you could have a $400,000 house down here. Your property taxes are like $3,000. There's none of that corruption like there is up north with property taxes and obnoxious, giant, overblown government, school districts, municipalities, wasted money. None of that stuff is down here. We hold our own. But the new political correctness in Tennessee, if every white person has to walk around and the political, oh, Nashville's strong, the bombing. You know what? No. No. We're not giving up our guns. We're not going to, you know what I mean? And that's the thing. This is ground zero for fighting back against this. Either Tennessee is going to get a spine and we're going to have our cult. It's not about Trump anyway. It's about our American values. I've told other people, if Trump gets reelected, then good. He saved the ballot box process for another day. But you know what then? Trump, get the hell out of the way. Let us take our country back. We're not waiting for you guys to clean it up there in Washington, D.C. We're done with this. My whole life has been nothing but cronyism, deficit spending, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, if Obama was so bad with his $10 trillion increase in the national debt, then you know what? Trump just did the same thing in 4 years. He just increased it $7
trillion. He did.
COVID's no excuse for it.
He did.
I mean, the stock market, how the hell could the stock market be up? What a joke. So,
I said the same thing. And along with that and the Baltic Dry Index going up, and here you have so many people out of work, businesses shut down, and the market's up. It makes no sense, which you know there's manipulation going on there. It's being manipulated. They're still doing the quantitative easing, plunge protection. Where are they getting all this money? They're just printing it. Deeper in debt. If you see it, if you can see it, you can believe it. And when people are not working and they're not spending for Christmas, by the way, because I tell you, the first sign that I know this was a really lousy Christmas is the next day when trash pickup and there's very few boxes and very few wrapping paper. That is seeing is believing. People are spending. You'll have wrapping paper, you'll have boxes, debris, refuse, and you don't have it. So they're going to come back with some bogus numbers. We had a great Christmas year. It was pretty good compared to other years. We've had five lousy Christmas retail years in a row. This is all lies. Anything with a number from government is a lie.
Well, and Robert Rabel played audio on his show like over a month ago or 6 weeks ago about what the whole plan is. It's to have us locked down permanently. Right. Sit at home, order Uber Eats, have your groceries delivered, shop at Amazon, watch Netflix all day, you know, and that's it. Don't go anywhere. Because, again, the revolution of this country was born out of the churches. It was born out of the bars. The people in the communities got together, talked about it, and said, hey, they're coming after us. We're getting encircled here. And they don't want us doing that ever again because they know we'll come after them with pitchforks. I mean, the Southern Baptist Convention, all the churches are telling everybody to get your vaccine. Mm-hmm. So, again, they're against it. I mean, it's really disturbing. But like I said, I mean, the country, I mean, in Nashville, have you been to Nashville?
I haven't been in a long, long time, but I enjoyed it when I did go through there. Nice, nice place.
Yeah, I mean, what we got going here, I mean, again, it's better than Vegas. You go down Broadway, you go to the honky-tonks, you go to the bars, you got live country music. I mean, it's beyond patriotic. It's beyond American. It's a culture. And Tommy Shaw just moved here from Styx, like, you know, 3-4 years ago.
I mean,
all these guys, they do it. They have their $10 million mansions, but... You know, a guy like Toby Keith, all these guys that made these songs, we'll take our red, white, and blue boot and shove it up your ass after 9/11. These guys that made all these songs about war and patriotism, you know what? Yep. That's what they're trying to cancel. They're going, look, America's moving into this, you know, global government, and they have to disarm. They have to disarm the people. They have to. And the country music is, like I said, that is an industry that promotes Americanism in every form, and they just got their warning. They just got their warning that your music, the people in your audience, the people that buy your music and wrap themselves in the flag and love Trump, those people, you guys create those people. I'm telling you.
You know what, John, I'm glad you brought that up, the cancel culture with country music, because I just saw the other day that Lady Antebellum is no longer Lady Antebellum. It's Lady A. And the Dixie Chicks are no longer the Dixie Chicks because they've bowed down. They're going to be known as the Chicks. I get really irritated when people bow down and give in to these people. You know, you have a bunch of fans who buy your music, so you'd rather offend your fans and make a couple crazy people happy here by changing your name. We can't go that route. We need to stand our ground on these things and stop with this nonsense of cancel culture and turn the tables on people. I'm not going to change the way I think. I'm not going to change a lot of things. It is what it is. And if you don't like it, take a hike. And that's what disappoints me, when people bow down to the cancel culture and give into it because they don't want to lose fans. You've lost more fans by doing so than you've gained fans. They haven't figured that out yet.
Well, it shows
the economics
you every man has his price, right? It shows you every man has his price. I mean, even in the country music industry, I mean, there's something that goes on here because we know this. We know record labels push memes. They push rap music. They push things that are bad for the social fabric and things like that. But, like, even within country music, if you don't play the game, go listen to some Kacey Musgraves music. She doesn't play the game. She's an artist. Her talent is beyond measure. But you know what? She won't go sit down at the table and sign the contract with whatever, the Jewish record label or whoever is going to put her stuff on the radio. She doesn't play the game, and she gets her fan. And because she doesn't play the games, guess what? She doesn't sing at the Country Music Awards. She doesn't get her music played on the radio. But you know what? She's good, and people will find her. So that goes on within country music. So we're very smart in Tennessee, and country fans, we're a unique, I'm not a country fan necessarily. I mean, I grew up in Chicago, so, nonetheless, I've lived here long enough where I understand there's a culture here. And I think that was what was attacked because, you know, like I said, all these guys, Big and Rich, John Rich, these guys have been all over Fox News for Trump's whole presidency. And now it's like, here's your shot across the bow. You guys knock it off. Knock off the patriotism.
Well, John, there's my music. I appreciate your comments, your commentary on that, and give us your spin on what's happened in Nashville. I did not think about that. I was kiddingly thinking they were attacking the music industry, but maybe there was something to that. Thanks for your comment, your call. Appreciate it. Coming back and after a short commercial break here, and Pat in Fort Worth, you're up next.
Anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself, what I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older.
And we go back to the phones here. Steve Elkins at the mic, National Intel Report. Going back to Fort Worth, Texas. Pat in Fort Worth, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I was just looking at a news
Newsmax?
The Newsmax, yeah, okay. There's okay. Newswatch magazine. His own, he's dead, unfortunately. But anyway, they were talking about all these mass murders they have, you know, had, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. I mean, they did point out that none of the people who used the guns were turned down. They actually passed the, you know, the... whatever you give them to get a gun. There are a lot of people
screening.
Now.
Right.
They don't even know that they can end up in jail if they don't cross every T and do bat every I. But I'm not saying I'm not for that. I'm just saying that that's not a surefire thing to do. And we need to protect ourselves, and we don't end up in jail by just innocently selling a gun or whatever. But another thing I have noticed over all those different things that happened, country music people are selling their souls to the devil. The Psycho Johnson out there in that delta, in that cotton field in Mississippi where I came from, sold his soul to the devil. His last two songs, he admitted it, and they found over here in Dallas that he that he had made his songs over there, the last songs before he, I think a woman he was running around with, her husband killed him. He got like $25 a song or something. But, you know, the country western people are not like they used to be, you know, where, as that comedian said, if you, you know what you get if you stop listening to country music, you get your dog back, your wife back, your job.
Yeah, if you play it backwards, that's exactly what happens. You get your wife back, you get your dog back, get your job back. Yeah.
Well, that was bad enough. But the other thing is that when you sell your soul to the devil, God's not going to protect you. And that's what has happened to Grand Ole Opry, just say what it used to be. And that one there in Las Vegas, there was actually a spotlight down there, and the picture of the devil is on the building next door. Wow. No accident.
That's,
I don't know how it happened. But
I don't either.
It was a Sunday. The people shouldn't even have been there, dressed like teenagers. And one talked about it, lived to talk about it. And it was Sunday, and they were messing around.
Well, Pat, I think we can agree that the death of religion, and that's exactly what they want. They want to kill religion off, because religion doesn't go with their lifestyle choices. That's a fact. They would like to put, they'd like to either burn the Bible or list it as fiction, essentially.
I'm
because
getting ready.
Because there's so many things in the Bible that can, that go against the lifestyle of the wicked who practice that lifestyle. They can't have that. So they have to nullify it and get rid of it, abolish it. And the sad part about it, Pat, is that it may not happen in our lifetime, but they're working on the youth. They're working on the children. Because you see that big building where people go in and talk to each other and pray to a God and practice Christianity. You see, that's a racist building with racist people in it. And that's exactly what they're teaching the youth today, is that these people are all racist. They're bigots.
I've heard that.
And so the death of religion will happen. The death of religion will happen with our children if we don't teach them well.
Well, people just don't turn on the TV and look, and they'll see that it's not the most segregated place on Sunday. And that church over here that actually had people trained to take out those people over here in White Settlement has nothing to do with white people, by the way. But anyway, there was a black man was killed. So the shooter got taken out himself. But unfortunately, if some of the people who were trained, they were trained, don't stand up, but they did. So when they stood up, they got in the way of the others who were take the guy out, and so that's basically how one or two of them got killed. People just panic, you know. They don't follow their instructions, but they said old people were reaching into their purses to get their guns too. So I don't know. People complain that it took a year or so to actually exonerate that poor guy who trained everybody. But the fact was, he was running for an office somewhere. They didn't want it to look bad for him to be exonerated like that.
Pat, got to go here. Got a break coming up. Thank you for your call. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Remember that night, white stairs in
all right, admit it, hands down, Steve's got the best bumper music on this network. David Gilmour, great stuff there. Before we take some more callers, I just wanted to mention something here. A couple of days ago, I was thinking about the COVID virus and the vaccine and everything else and the complications, the side effects, the adverse reactions that were starting to come in. Of course, they were calmed down very, very fast because the mainstream media doesn't want you to know about this stuff. They want to make sure that you just go forward with this, take the vaccine. Anything negative about it has been scrubbed, and I'm really surprised I found the video today. I thought it was gone there for a while, and I found it again. So there it was, the young nurse that has Bell's palsy now. What I'm going to say is I wrote down something I was driving around, and I wrote it down, and I just thought I'll just share it with you because exactly to the point, that's what this vaccine is. This vaccine is the exploding gas tank on Ralph Nader's Corvair. Do you remember the Corvair? How sometimes if they got rear-ended, they would explode and they would kill the person driving the car. Not every car that got rear-ended blew up, but some did. This vaccine is that exploding gas tank on Ralph Nader's Corvair. Think about that. Back to the phones here. We're going to go to Dave in Michigan. You're on the show.
Hey, Steve. How you doing, man?
Doing good.
Good, good. Good show. I think that first guy said I could have his Ginsu and his bamboo steamer, so you can send that to my address.
Okay.
Anyway,
we'll do that.
I don't think that guy's ever heard of a false flag, and, you know, because he talked about the dupe that they claim they found his DNA in that RV. I don't think that's true. A buddy of mine is an ex-cop. He drove Uber in Nashville. He lives in Tennessee. And he said that the ATF said there's no way that, you know, any bombs they could stuff in that RV would do the damage that that thing did to 42 buildings. And he said, and I've seen Mike Adams and others talk about a missile. I think what happened is they filled that RV and then they shot it with a missile to explode it. And I think, you know, I like the cancel culture thing that guy said. They may be trying to, you know, destroy that, you know, us that listen to that country music or whatever. But I think the main goal, think about this. Our president has is requesting all of us to be in Washington, D.C. on the 6th to come from across the country, right? I just heard today that my cop buddy, that same guy in Tennessee, told me that several major hotel chains are shutting down for the 6th and gas stations are closing for the 6th. And people will be traveling in RVs across the country to go to that event, and they're not going to let them in because they're going to be suspected to have bombs inside of them. What do you think of that?
That's a very interesting perspective. I was looking on the other side of maybe making sure it's make it very difficult for you to get there. Gas stations closing, you don't have enough gas to get to your destination. Hotels saying we're booked up or just saying we're closing because they're worried about violence, and so there's no place to stay. I was thinking about this. I was talking to one of our listeners today, and I mentioned that it's amazing that the forces of evil have so much money behind them to fund these people to go to their rallies and have huge numbers, but the forces of goodness and righteousness are for some reason not available. They don't have the money or they're not putting it out. They're very silent. And so people who go to Washington, to D.C., are going to have to do it on their own nickel, their own dime. And I'm wondering how many people are really going to show. John thinks 2-3 million. I say if you got 500,000, that's a pretty good turnout. But I would love to see a couple million people there. And but the problem is, the thing is, if you get 3 or 4 million people there, will it still be enough to open the eyes of the legislative branch there to the Supreme Court and the judges? Will they finally say, I have to now recognize and look at the evidence? Because if it doesn't open their eyes and they refuse to look at it, then all the people in the world standing there and protesting is not going to make a difference at all. And that's bothersome. That's bothersome right there. I'm talking about the rule of law here. We have a rule of law. I want to adhere to the rule of law. But how do you force people in positions of power to adhere to a rule of law?
Pitchforks and torches.
Yeah, there you go.
I really think we have met we have critical mass. I do believe that. They made a huge mistake with this COVID nonsense. And this has been one of the greatest awakenings of mankind in history. And although there's a lot of fools out there wearing masks and screaming at people that aren't, I do believe we have a critical mass, that we have enough people that are awake to their, you know, and maybe they're not completely awake. They don't know exactly what's going on, but they know something is wrong. And I think it's enough. And then I think there will be a lot of people. I know people personally that are going to that event in Washington, D.C. I'm legally blind. If I wasn't, believe me, I would be there. But I'll tell you what, National-Assembly is a website, national-assembly.net. We, the people, are assembling. We're assembling our counties. We're assembling our states. and we have a national call every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, where we're teaching the states to form assemblies for their counties and their states. And, you know, Donald Trump, when he was inaugurated, his speech was incredible, and he said, this is not the normal transition from one party to another. This is Washington, D.C., handing the power back to the people. And he's been working with our assembly. We've sent him 21 directives. It's on our website. And I say our website because I'm a member of this assembly. I'm not the maker of the website. I didn't found this deal, but it was started here in Michigan in 2010. Folks started assembling because they knew there was a big problem. And those folks in Washington, they are the big problem. And these fascist corporations like Bill Gates and the like, they're the ones that are funding these scumbags in Washington, the gang
of
530.
Yes, they are.
And I see if we assemble, we have to get together and assemble. It's so important. It's part of our first declaration, right, in the Bill of Rights, that we have the right to assemble. If we don't assemble, we don't do the work of the people. I tell people, what's the first three words in the Constitution? We the people, right? Are you happy with your government?
Right.
Most people
right.
say no, and I say, look in the mirror. It's right. us. We the people are the
right.
government.
That's right.
So we got to
right.
step up to the plate. We got to join this assembly. We got to make it happen. And as many people that can get to Washington, it's going to be difficult. They're going to make it very difficult. And now this is a new turn with this RV nonsense. You know, that AT&T building is not on. It's two blocks away from where that RV was.
Was it?
Yeah, my buddy.
Dave, give me a prediction.
In Nashville.
Give me a prediction on January 20th. Give me a prediction.
I see Donald Trump will be in that White House, and they know it, and they're doing this all. This is all to rile up the natives, right? And they want us so divided and hating each other so much that we'll take to the streets and start killing each other. That's their goal. I believe that wholeheartedly. But I do believe
so you think
Donald Trump will be in that White House.
Will there be civil unrest? Will there be civil unrest at this rally in D.C.? Will Antifa be there? Will BLM be there? Will they start some trouble? Okay.
I think they'll be outnumbered. I think there'll be some little skirmishes, but I do believe that they will be afraid of the gathering that shows up to Washington because the people that do show up, they're going to be pissed, and they're not going to take no shit from no Antifa.
I think you're right there. They're not going to take anything. You're right.
Right.
They're angry. Yeah. Good call. Good call, Dave. I appreciate your call.
It is time to be angry. Hey, thanks, Steve.
Yeah,
I do appreciate you. I listen on Sundays, and I'll try to call more often. Appreciate it.
Well, I miss Sunday. This is my makeup day, so I appreciate you calling in, though. I'll be back again Sunday. Thanks for your call. I need to move on here. Loomis in California, you're on the show.
Hello?
Loomis, you're live.
Am I there? Yeah, okay.
You're here.
Hi, Steve.
You're live. Hi.
Steve, I'm the guy who told you about the fenbendazole. Did you ever look into that?
I did. And I don't know. About the cancer thing. Yeah, I was thinking about it. Actually, it's still on my desk, and I researched it. And I got an email from Murr. From Wisconsin, which I haven't heard from in a while. And she was researching that too. So she was all over that. So, you know, I've always thought, Loomis, that, and I know this in my heart, there is a cure for cancer. There is. But there's no money to be made in cures. There's only money to be made in symptoms or reducing symptoms. Let me give you a little example here. It was many years ago, I can't remember what kind of cancer former President Jimmy Carter had. Some kind of cancer. I think it was, something GI, gastrointestinal, I think. I can't remember for sure. But he had cancer. I think it was in stage 2 or stage 3. Now, he had flown to Israel for a special treatment for his cancer, for the cure. He actually said the cure. Maybe he shouldn't have said that. But he went to Israel and he came back And then weeks later said he was 100% cured. No trace of it. He was cured of his cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's right. I believe it's true. There is a cure.
You ever read anything by Dr. Lauren Day?
I know the name. I can't recall anything offhand, but I know the name.
She was a trauma surgeon in San Francisco for many years. Anyway, fenbendazole is a dewormer. How about ivermectin? Mm-hmm.
I've heard of that too. Actually, what's his name? Dr. Corey. Dr. Corey was talking about that. He was suggesting the NIH look at this, and they would not look at it. Dr. Corey. There's a video online.
Yeah, the one testifying in front of the Senate.
Yep, that's him. Right.
Yeah. Well, if you remember what he said, and this is also a dewormer, cheap as can be. Okay, and it appears that. What he said there was they used two groups of 400 nurses. 400 got placebo, 400 got ivermectin. 400 with ivermectin never got COVID, and 258 that got the placebo contracted COVID in their work.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Pretty clear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how are you handling the lockdown there in California?
I live up in the foothills, Steve. I used to live in Santa Rosa. Okay. Almost nobody
so you're over by Modesto? You're over by Modesto?
I'm closer to Placerville.
Yeah, I know where it is. Okay.
Yeah, yep. On the 50 corridor on the way to Tahoe. The people around here are like, pretty much screw you, you know, depending on how tough they're being. Most places don't even ask you to bother. So it's up to you. It's not too bad.
Yeah, I'm just getting a chat here saying my guru, tech guru, saying it. Carter had brain cancer. I did not think it was brain cancer. I'll have to check into that one. But he says it's a brain cancer. I'll have to look into that one. Hey, Loomis, I need to move on. I've got three more calls in the holding here.
I
appreciate
one more
your call.
For you, Steve. You mentioned
sure. Go ahead,
nurse.
Real quick.
What about the yeah. nurse in Tennessee? That fainted 17 minutes after the shot. You know that she's not around. They think she's dead.
That's what I had a conversation with somebody today, and I can't confirm what happened to her. I did see it, and I can't confirm where is she now. Don't know.
They said a death certificate was generated, and now it's been scrubbed.
I'll be damned. Well, it doesn't surprise me. It does not surprise me. Loomis, thank you for your call. I need to move on here. JR in Georgia, you're on next.
Good evening, Steve.
Hey, JR.
I'm extremely aggravated as you. I'm going to be the Debbie Downer of this story. And John will probably call me that as well, and that's fine.
Okay.
On January 20th, Mr. Obama Biden will be sworn in as President of the United States.
Okay.
Whether you wish to accept it or not is your own personal decision. It is going to happen. No party has presented any evidence through the Gateway Pundit that this was a fraudulent election. We as a nation, as a people, have failed. We are what we are. We are what we voted for. Every man and woman should look in the mirror who's listening to my voice and accept that responsibility. I've not many days left in this world. But I know I've done everything I could possibly do as a voter to ensure that the Constitution was upheld. Mm-hmm. And it is quite clear that we have nothing but a bunch of whores and bastards in Washington, D.C.
I agree.
I hate to insult your listening audience, but you have voted for politicians time and time again, over and over. Very rarely do I vote for an incumbent. Very rarely.
JR, you said a mouthful, and I'd love to keep you on a little longer, but I've got four more calls. I think I got the gist of your message. You're upset. I'm upset. I agree with you. I'll talk to you here again soon. Steve in New Mexico, you got about a minute. I've got three more behind you, so let's make it really fast.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it short because my phone tends to drop off. But, you know, I just want to thank you and John for everything that you've been mentioning, especially you on this pandemic, because I thought it was kind of weird and kind of out in left field. And I just, part of me, was, I just couldn't believe what, you know, what was going down with it. And I will not be taking the shot and all that. So,
good.
It's really something else. I just can't believe a lot of them are going to take it. How do
when it's reported the true number of people that do really bad with it, maybe that will be the one that people say, you know what, stop now, and this thing stops. But it's gonna have to be advertised, and if it's squashed, the numbers are squashed, and they squelch all that, and they don't show you and tell you, the sheeple will line up and get their vaccine. Of course, we got the second strain now here, and they're using that for a little fear propaganda people take the vaccine. So
I was just going to ask you, through this mask, how many more lung infections you think they're going to be coming up with?
A lot. Yeah, a lot of lung infections are propping up because of the mask. Yes, they are. And dental problems, mouth problems. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Hey, Steve, I got to move on. I got three more calls. I got to get them all in. Appreciate your call. Sherry in Kansas, you got about a minute.
Hi.
Sherry, are you there?
This is Sherry in Kansas.
Yep.
A very interesting book I suggest is The Life and Trials of Gaston Nassens. He was like World War II generation. He was born in 1924. He invented an amazing microscope that... what he was able to see, and he got enough funding to be able to take pictures of this, and it was better than the Rife microscope because his was a lot easier to focus. But he should have won the Nobel Prize for Medicine. And instead, he was really throwing a wrench in their germ theory thing. And so they took him to trial, both in France, where he's from, and then he moved to Canada, and they took him to trial there. But it's really amazing, and it's called The Life and Trial of Gaston Nassens, The Galileo of the Microscope. And it's really interesting. And he was helping people get over their cancer, and that's another reason they couldn't.
Get that out of there. Right.
You know.
Got it.
Anyway, I recommend the book is by Christopher Bird. B-I-R-D.
Bird? Got it.
Yes. Okay.
Got
thanks.
It. All right. Appreciate it. Got to move on here. And got two more in the loop here. We're going to go back to Melissa in Texas. You got about a minute.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Melissa. You got about a minute. I got one more behind you. I got to get in. Go ahead and get me here.
Okay, I'll make it real quick. Jimmy Carter had pancreatic cancer, one of the nastiest kinds.
Pancreatic cancer.
Likely to recover. And the fact that he is completely cancer-free is quite remarkable.
I said the same thing, too. So I was right. Dave, if you're listening, it wasn't brain cancer, pancreatic. I was right, in the GI region. Got it. Appreciate it.
No predictions for the 6th. For the 20th, whatever happens, it's going to be real close, but it ain't over till it's over.
I like your thinking. I like your thinking, Melissa. Appreciate your call. Need to move on here. Last caller of the night, Karen in Tennessee.
Hi, Steve. The building in question in Nashville contains several voting machines from several counties around the state. They were scheduled for forensic audit. And
that's what I heard, too. That's exactly what I heard.
Already on the scene, and part of their evidence hall was the voting machines.
Yep, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. If there's anything more than that, that's all I heard.
It's been confirmed by the voting machine's on. Senator.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Good information. Appreciate that, Kip. Thank you, Karen, for your call. Appreciate it. I'm going to mention a couple of things here. The vaccine here, the new strain. Now, I've heard, of course, it's a new strain, but they're already insinuating that the vaccine that they already have now, the three manufacturers, that their vaccine will take care of this new strain. I don't know how you could possibly know that because you haven't done any trials, right? Have there been a second warp speed trial on the new special super duper strain of COVID? Did anybody know about this? Because I didn't know if there was warp speed number two on this new strain here. So don't buy any of that. Like I said, first of all, put the COVID vaccine completely out of your mind of accepting it. Now, RFK Jr., words of wisdom here. Don't take the COVID-19 vaccine under any circumstances. That's RFK Jr. This guy's been taking on vaccine industry and the autism with the children for a long dang time. I trust this guy a hell of a lot more than some hack, computer hack, Bill Gates, and that fraud Dr. Fauci. All right? I'd take RFK's word over those two, you know what, any day of the week. I'm going to leave you with one last thing, a couple words of wisdom here. If you allow the government to break the law during an emergency, they will create emergencies to break the law. That's a fact. Look for more false flags to come. It ain't over till it's over. Karen's absolutely correct. I don't know how it's going to turn out either. I don't know how January 6th is going to turn out. I don't know what's going to happen January 20th. I'm hopeful, but I'm not holding my breath. I guess we'll just have to wait it out and see. We'll just have to wait and see how it all turns out. A couple last things here. The pardons from Donald Trump, very disappointing. Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, Charlie Kushner, Jared Kushner's father, crook. Blackwater mercenaries and U.S. soldiers that killed Iraqi men, women, and children. The whole list, the entire list, are people that I would never even consider. Who I would consider, definitely I wouldn't consider, I would just do it. Julian Assange, I'm not sure you can really pardon him, he's not a citizen. But I would call off the dogs. Bradley, Chelsea Manning, definitely, and Edward Snowden all get pardons. Your life will be tyrannically ruled as you allowed it to be. Let's dig down deep. See you in the new year. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. See you Sunday night. Good night.
Take America back. We must take America back. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.